Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
It is the Friday the 13th edition of the Business News Hour, the final interview that we get to do this week, and that is always with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, with stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. Yay.
Yay.
It is Friday once again.
It is Friday.
So this was a full week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No four-day week.
No. Yeah. All right. Now, all weekend long, we've got lots of events going on. This one, the World's Toughest Rodeo National Tour at Wells Fargo Arena.
It's a great
at
adventure.
Iowa Event Center. Yes. This one is all weekend long. It starts January 13th and January 14th, 7:30 p.m. Kids and adults alike, everybody come out and see the rodeo.
Good times.
Good times, rodeo. I've never seen a rodeo.
Come on, get out of here.
Mm-mm, never.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've been in a circus and stuff like that, but rodeo is like bull riding and stuff.
Yeah. Bull riding, steer wrestling, calf roping, team roping. So all kinds of great things. Saddle bronc riding, bareback riding.
Wow, well, maybe I'll have to check that out. We'll see.
It is an amazing adventure. And when you go, make sure that you check out the bull riders. The bull riders are always these little guys.
You know, sure.
Yeah, I used to steer wrestle.
Oh, back no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, what is this? Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a long time ago. But I'm a kind of a big guy. You know, the big guys are the ones that wrestle steers.
Well, yeah.
The little guys with the little, like, they don't have a butt.
Yeah.
They ride bulls.
Wow. All right. That does sound amazing. Well, I'm going to check that out.
Do it.
Let's see. Ooh, the Iowa Home Show 2017, at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, also this weekend, starts the 13th, goes through the 15th, all weekend long, hundreds of booths full of products and services to upgrade your home at huge savings. So if you're, you know, looking to do your home, this is the place to go for ideas and stuff.
So if you're not going to the rodeo, you can go to the home show.
You can go to the home show. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Ooh, here's a good one for Saturday night. Osteria Centro.
Huh?
Yeah, this is a good one. They've done this for a few years now. Every once in a while, they'll have, I think it's like a four-course meal. They have wines included, cocktails, and beer for purchase, but they do a four-course tasting event. They're going to do an antipasti, pasta, cake for dessert, a four-course meal. They call it Osteria Centro, 6:30 to 9:30 on Saturday. You can buy tickets for that on Midwest Tix.
Yeah.
It's at Centro. It's called Osteria Centro. And it's a four-course meal. And sit back and relax with family and friends and have a four-course meal
Centro.
At Centro. Yeah.
All right. We got everything going on.
Of course we do.
A full day on Saturday.
So Osteria Centro. Check it out. Wine and pasta night at Tassel Ridge Winery.
More wine.
January 14th, that's Saturday, wine tasting at 6 p.m., dinner seating at 6:30. They have a whole menu here, but they have wine and pasta night, salad with pasta and dessert, all on Saturday night, 6 p.m.
This is just a gastronomic delight this weekend.
It sure is. Welcome to my life, gastronomic delight. you can also catch the Iowa Wild this weekend. Let's see, January 16th, 7 to 10 p.m. They will be playing San Diego.
All right.
January 16th.
Go Wild.
Yeah. Wild. Iowa Wild. Hockey.
Hockey. Have you been?
I have been. It's been a while, but I have been. Very fun. Yes. My favorite part is when you go down and they give the stuff to the kids when you stand, when they're coming in. Yeah, if you go stand, like when they're coming in onto the ice, they'll like give the kids stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Go back.
And hot dogs.
Iowa Wild. Yeah, you know, Minnesota's doing pretty well. Mm. Iowa Wild, not so much. But you know, this is a developmental league. This is why these guys are here, is so they can go play the big time up in the NHL with the Minnesota Wild. So
that's
we understand
awesome.
That.
Yeah, and it's fun that we get to go watch. And yeah, very awesome.
All right.
Oh, here's a good one. Okay, so we just talked about some improv comedy, you know, going and watching other people on Friday night. We were able to go watch some improv comedy at The Last Laugh. Well, if you want to learn how to do it yourself,
There's a class.
There's an improv class. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is at the Palak Studio and Gallery. They've been having lots of events there lately. This is over on 506 East 6th Street in Des Moines, downtown, the Palak Studio and Gallery. They've been having all sorts of events at this venue. This one is January 17th. From noon to 2, so you can do this like over your lunch hour, $25 to register. It's an improv class. A fun and memorable time with a relaxed environment. Improv loosens the stress of daily life and infuses more fun into your day.
And I probably need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds improv. Like my kind of...
That's right. Have so you ever just wanted to be like... quick at it with the, funny responses.
Yeah, but I'm not very bright.
I bet even you, they could teach Michael.
Maybe.
Improv comedy. All right, we've got a couple more for next week. Just two more for you for next week. We've got Geeks Who Drink Trivia Night on Tuesday, 7 to 9, January 17th, at the Global Brew Tap House in West Des Moines. This is one I haven't even heard of, Global Brew. But this is a new trivia night. For geeks who drink, that includes all of us. It's going to be their first trivia night, Tuesday, January 17th at 7 p.m., and then every Tuesday thereafter for a great time, and of course, beer at Global Brew Tap House.
Geeks and beer.
Yeah, that's on University Ave in West Des Moines.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go check that one out anyway. Maybe I'll go check out trivia Global Brew, of course, absolutely. All right, and then to end it off, Mamma Mia is starting at Des Moines Performing Arts at the Civic Center, January 17th through the 22nd. You can catch Mamma Mia. With all of this, Meryl Streep talk, why don't you go and see Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mamma Mia. ABBA.
ABBA, yeah.
I'm not going to sing for you.
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
But, no, that wasn't.
Mamma Mia, Let Me Go. No,
wrong song.
See, improv.
That's right. See, look at that. Look at that. Well, anyway, if you need something else to do next week, Mamma Mia will be at the Civic Center. Feel good.
It is.
Musical.
All right.
That's right.
Cheryl Tess here. Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're
so
welcome.
For sharing all of your lifestyle wisdom.
Lifestyle wisdom.
Well,
that's a good way.
You have lots of lifestyle wisdom.
That's right.
All right. We got to clear out of here because Tyler says it is time when it comes up on 6 o'clock. They sort of kick us out of the Des Moines Radio Group. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we talked with J.C. Wilson earlier about Streetcar 209, and then Cheryl Tessier with Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you are listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. Thank you so much, James. All right, we're clear. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.